Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Linda Lopez, and here are today's top local stories. A man said to be an investment banker allegedly punching a woman during Brooklyn Pride on Saturday, and it was caught on video. Our Darius Radzius has the story.
Police are trying to track down the woman who was punched in the face, and it was all caught on video.
Oh my God.
The video that's widely shared on social media shows a man swinging his arm at the woman, striking her so hard she fell to the pavement. Christine Doyle saw the video.
Who punches a woman in the street?
The video also captured the attacker's face, which people online identified as Jonathan Kay, an investment banker for a company in Manhattan. Gilda lives on his block.
Yes, he should be arrested. Oh my God. I just saw this. I'm not even shocked.
Darius Radzius, 1010 Winds and 92.3 FM in Park Slope.
A man fell to his death while he attempted to flee cops after they tried to pull him over for driving a stolen car. NYPD officials say officers in the Bronx tried to stop the 19-year-old man about 1:30 yesterday morning, but he sped off. The car then broke down near Broadway and West 207th Street in Inwood. The man abandoned the car, cops say, and ran along the Henry Hudson Parkway toward the city-bound upper level of the George Washington Bridge. He apparently misjudged the gap and plunged down to Riverside Drive. EMS took him to Harlem Hospital, where he died of his injuries. His name wasn't immediately released. The Port Authority and regional law enforcement officials announced the installation of new technology today to read license plates to help fight crime at the three crossings between Staten Island and New Jersey. Here's Port Authority Executive Director Rick Cotton.
The license plate readers that we're announcing today are state of the art. They are high resolution, capable of taking not only digital images of the license plate itself, but of the car, to allow law enforcement to assure that the license plate is on the right car.
Staten Island prosecutors say the use of this technology has led to a recent decrease in auto theft. The NYPD has made an arrest in the case of a 30-year-old man who was randomly slashed last week by the Astor Place Cube in the East Village. Police say the man was standing on the corner of Astor and Lafayette Street late Thursday afternoon when 35-year-old Stephen Johnson crept up behind him and slashed him in the back of the neck. The victim was taken to Bellevue, where he's recovering. Johnson, whose last known address was a homeless shelter in Midtown, has been charged with attempted murder and assault. Well, there has been a rash of drowning deaths recently on Long Island.
Three adults were found unresponsive in swimming pools recently here in Suffolk County. The first happened in Huntington. The 45-year-old man was visiting a friend's house and he died from his injuries. Two more incidents happened in East Northport and North Babylon. The men are 33 and 25 years old. They were both rushed to the hospital in serious condition. The latest incident happening over the weekend. The CDC recommends learning how to swim. 40 million adults across America do not know how to swim, and the CDC reports drowning deaths are on the rise after years of declines. The reasons for the increase are not known for certain, but health officials say the lockdowns and closures related to the pandemic affected how people interacted with the water. Sophia Hall, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM in Huntington, Long Island.
The New Jersey businessman who's cooperating in the bribery case against Senator Bob Menendez testified in his trial that he thought he had a deal with Menendez to have criminal investigations of his fans, friends and family vanish. Jose Uribe said the deal to pressure the New Jersey Attorney General's office was worth $200,000 to $250,000. Menendez is on trial with two other businessmen as well as his wife. He has pleaded not guilty to charges of accepting gold bars, cash, and a luxury car in return for favors for three businessmen. Police say a 14-year-old boy was injured yesterday afternoon while subway surfing atop a Manhattan-bound 7 train in Queens. It happened just after 4 p.m. The boy's head reportedly hit a beam as the train pulled into the elevated 111th Street station in Corona. He was rushed to Elmhurst Hospital. He is expected to survive. Late last year, the NYPD announced it would be launching drones to monitor people riding on top of elevated trains. Well, police say several people were arrested this morning at a protest against Citigroup's funding of fossil fuels. Jonathan Weston is the lead organizer with Climate Defenders. He spoke to 1010 Winds.
One of the core demands of our campaign is to take the money that's being invested in fossil fuels and invest it in renewables. Frankly, it's a safer investment to be invested in renewables than to be financing a dying industry. And frankly, the fossil fuel industry is a dying industry because everybody knows we have to get off of it.
The organization says Citi has invested nearly $400 billion in fossil fuels since 2016.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.